Colby College has received a $25 million gift it says it will use to fund overseas experiences for all of its students, regardless of their ability to pay. The college is calling its new Davis Connects program a first for a liberal arts school. And as Jennifer Mitchell reports, the goal is to use the money to transform the liberal arts themselves.
It doesn't look like much at the moment. It's an old frat house getting a facelift, but this fall, this building will open as the home of a new program called Davis Connects. It's the result of a multi-million dollar gift from investor, philanthropist, and alumnus Andrew Davis and his family.
Well, I mean, when you talk about making the gift, it's not as if I just snapped my fingers and said, oh, I have an idea. No, David and I have been talking about this for some time.
Maybe 70 people in here for a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
He's referring to Colby College President David Green, who's showing him around the half-finished building. Both men are aware of the criticism that liberal arts institutions such as Colby have faced in recent years. Critics have shown little love for the humanities. Republican presidential candidate Senator Marco Rubio perhaps summed it up best when he said at a debate last year that the world needs, quote, more welders and less philosophers, end quote. But Davis has a different view, and he's willing to back it up with $25 million.
So I think the liberal arts education in many ways is, if you're arguing that it is passe, I think it is quite the opposite. I think right now there's no better time for it. Employers, the world is changing. We need thinkers. Mm-hmm. And this country's always provided them, and the liberal arts education is one of the major reasons why.
Davis says the need for thinkers isn't going away, and that's where the new program comes in. The school describes it as a transformation of the liberal arts with a goal to ensure that students have an unlimited set of postgraduate opportunities. A major cornerstone, for example, is making overseas experience accessible to all students, not just those whose families can afford it.
I'm really excited to hear that because being a first-gen, low-income student, that's something that we, like, as a community would really benefit from.
That's first-year student Giselle Castro. In true liberal arts fashion, she's focusing equally on biology and religion. Whether she'll go abroad on a science research project or to study cultural beliefs, she hasn't decided that yet. But without the new funds, she says her studies would have ended in the classroom. Her friend Chris DeLuna is also at Colby on a scholarship. Until now, she was never sure if she'd be able to go abroad.
I think studying abroad is a huge part of getting that cultural experience. And being like immersed in a culture versus just being in a classroom and learning about it is completely different.
Our students are going to be global players, whether they like it or not.
And says Colby College President David Green, Davis Connect will go beyond simple study abroad. Students are also encouraged to apply for internships, research projects, and also to learn how to work and live overseas.
The more facility they have in moving from one country, one culture to another, the better off they'll be in the world, the better they'll be able to lead, the better understanding that they'll have in the world. And I'll have to say, if we're looking for things like peace and prosperity in the world, then we need our young people today to really understand what it means to be a global citizen.
Davis Connects is expected to launch this fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.